This is Mark McKenzie at the Scottish War Blinded Lindburn Centre in West Lothian.
I'm Rosie McLaughlin and I'm the Centre Manager at Scottish War Blinded in the Lindburn Centre.
Rosie, good to see you. Now you're going to give us a week guided tour. Where are we first of all?
Okay, we're in the main entrance area that we call the hub, and when our members come in the mornings, they sit down here, they have a cup of tea and maybe something to eat, like a piece of fruit or a biscuit, and they have a chat, find out what's happening during the day and give us a catch up on what's been happening with them since the last time they visited. We also use this area for our lunch. We provide a three-course lunch for our members, free of charge, every single day. And we also have a TV here, but we're actually in the process of some change. Because we've got more members, increased numbers coming in every day, we're actually extending the dining area so there's more space for tables. If I take you along the corridor, you'll notice the building has been designed for people with a sight loss so that they can navigate independently. But we don't have big obvious signs or signifiers for people because it's not a building that people will just walk in, the general public will just walk in. So when members come, we train them and show them how to navigate. We've got good colour contrast between the walls and the floors. We've got a handrail that runs the length of the building so people can use that to find where they're going. And we have signifiers that tell them what's at each room.
Give me an example of a signifier then.
The signifier tells you which room you've reached. So outside the workshop, we have a mallet on the wall so people can feel that and they know that says at the workshop. This is our skills kitchen. We do have the commercial kitchen where we produce our cooked meals every day, but our members can't go into that kitchen, so we have this kitchen for their use. And it has two purposes. One, they come in for pleasure to cook with our members and they make things like buns, cakes, soup. But we also have a qualified rehabilitation officer for the visually impaired, and she brings members in and works on their independent living skills so they can relearn how to do activities they used to rely on their sight for, and she'll teach them safe techniques. This is our quiet room. It's just one small room where we can shut the doors and members can come in and make sure that they're not going to be disturbed and they don't hear the hustle and bustle of the rest of the centre when they're in here. So sometimes we bring members in for a quiet chat. Some members come in to sit quietly after lunch and some come in for a little snooze.
This is a workshop and this ties in most closely to the old Lindburn. Since 1947, when we bought the land here, we've had workshops where the blinded veterans came to learn skills to either go back into the community and hold down jobs or to be paid to come and produce goods that were sold, and then they were able to provide for their own families. When we decided it, we had to close the workshops. We wanted to keep that same ethos. So we have the workshop here where the guys come in and they make things out of wood. We've designed new products at the moment. They're working on a bird box. And outside we also have the metal shop where we make primarily plant holders and supports for plants that go in the garden.
And it's well equipped, isn't it?
It's extremely well equipped. We've brought the original benches from the workshops because we love the history of them, and we brought as many tools as we could, but we also provide new tools for the new items that we're deciding to make as well.
I'm James Gregson, I'm the workshop instructor here at Lindburn. Number of roles really, either teaching the chaps that come in basic joinery or give them specific tasks to do. Just keeping them busy and giving them new skills, basically.
In any workshop, there's a lot of dangers. Does that make your job a wee bit trickier?
There is a lot of dangers, yeah. It's the number one thing to take care of. With everything, there is an element of risk, but we try and take that away as much as we can.
What sort of things are the guys making here?
We've got some bird tables at the moment. They're just being set up at the moment. John just here, we're painting his today. He's making one for himself. And there's also some little children's chairs as well.
And the abilities of the guys, does that vary dramatically?
Absolutely, yeah. There's the Jim particularly, he comes in on a Tuesday and a Friday. Now he's got a long history of working with wood. There's other chaps that have never picked up a saw in their lives, so it's starting from basics, but it's a good variation of people.
This is our art room. And we have sliding doors there, so we can open this up for the full effect, and we'll be using that later next month because we're having our first tea dance on the Friday. So we will use the whole both of the rooms for that. But quite often we close over the wall and we have this room here as our art room.
Right.
Members come in and sometimes they do arts and crafts with the centre officers. They'll make cards for people, they'll do activities. We always try to get things that are very tactile. We also have an art instructor who comes in once or twice a week, and she's been doing some beautiful work with clay, and that's really good for people with a visual impairment because it's very tactile, and once it's finished you can actually feel what you've made, and our members are really enjoying that.
Very rewarding.
Very rewarding, yes, sir. And having the art instructor coming in, she does a lot of work with clay, and she's able to take the materials away and glaze them, and it becomes a very professional finish then, and our members are very impressed with what they've made.
Okay, this is an IT suite, and IT is really becoming so much more a part of everyday life, but for quite a lot of people with visual impairment, they feel cut off from that because they can't see the screen. All of our computers in here have software that either enlarges what's on the screen or transfers the text to speech. We also have a qualified and experienced IT instructor who comes in once a week, and she's working with our members to improve their skills and allow them to have access to the internet and all the facilities they can get from that. This is our gym, and a lot of our members used gyms and were very fit because of their history of being in the forces, but found once they lost their sight, it was much harder to keep up those activities. So we provide our own small gym, and we have a treadmill, a bike and a hand crank. We've also got a rowing machine and weights, and we have a qualified gym instructor who comes in once a week. He will assess people for their safety and then work out a short programme for them, and then they can carry that out themselves. We also have a swimming group that meets on a Friday, and we're able to use the other resources of our sister charity, the Royal Blind, so we use their pool on a Friday afternoon when they're not using it, and that's been a great success. Our members have really enjoyed that.
And the physical fitness part is really important as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the things that we find is that once people lose their sight or have problems, they can become anxious about their mobility and safety moving around, so they sit down. And all the health reports tell us that once people start sitting down and stop moving around, their health will just deteriorate in a downward spiral. What we're doing at the centre is keeping people physically and mentally stimulated and getting them moving around as much as possible. We've taken a step out onto the decking here, and we're very lucky with the design of the building because the roof overhangs, which allows us to sit out here and have some protection if it's mild rain or if it's a little bit windy, but we can sit out here and enjoy the fresh air, and enjoy the people who've got the residual sight can enjoy the nice views as well. It's a very pleasant area to sit, and we have our own gardens where we have tactile and nice smelling flowers so that people can get a lot out of their other senses. We have our own greenhouse, and our members last year grew tomatoes, strawberries, cucumbers, aubergines, and they're getting ready this year. I think last year one of the big things was potatoes, and they want to do more of that. Our members themselves are building us raised beds so that the members who can't stand for long or who are in wheelchairs can sit beside the beds and work at those as well. And out here we also have our metal shop, so it's away from the rest of the building slightly because it's quite noisy, and we don't want to disturb our other members if they're doing quieter activities.
It's lovely and sheltered as well because it is very windy today, but you can't feel a breeze here.
No, you don't. It's just so lovely to sit out here. Last summer, the members were out here a great deal. Lots of them like to sit and watch the gardeners work, but it was just lovely to sit here, sometimes on the decking, sometimes on the grass, and we had bowls, and we have some other games like giant dominoes that we were playing out here as well. So it's lovely, and the sun has just come out now, and you can get the full view, which gives you the beautiful view of the building with the sun on the roof. It just is a lovely place to sit.
My name's John Finlay. I'm one of the members of the Scottish World Blind at Lindburn. I'm an ex-Royal Naval radio operator. I enjoyed my time in the Navy. I was there for 5 years. Unfortunately, through a medical discharge, I'm now disabled.
John, how long have you used the facilities here?
I've been here now about 10 months. I used to come just on a Friday, but now I've extended my welcome to a Wednesday and a Friday now, so I'm quite happy with that.
Well, clearly, if you've doubled the amount of time that you're coming here, you're enjoying it. They're getting something right.
I certainly do, certainly do. They're a good bunch of people. Very nice.
So what benefits do you get?
Companionship, friendship, and cooking. Free meals. They can't beat it. No, everything's absolutely fantastic here. I have no complaints whatsoever, and I don't think anybody has any complaints.
How did you find out about the place?
I was a member of the British Legion, and I think it got mentioned one day. My father, he was an ex-president of the Legion, and my twin brother's an ex-president, and I got to know it through that area.
And how much of a difference has this made to your life and your lifestyle?
It's made a difference because I'm wheelchair bound, so it's really 7 days a week, 24/7 in the house. But now I'm getting the chance to come out, meet new people, and have a laugh and cheat at dominoes and put on weight. So everything's fine. Everything's lovely now.
Rosie, you've given me the guided tour. We've spoken to John here. There's no doubt about it. It's a fantastic facility. The history of this facility is pretty new, isn't it?
Absolutely. Scottish War Blinded itself has been going since 1914, when we were set up to help the blinded veterans from the First World War, and we've continued with that ethos ever since, about keeping people independent and improving their quality of life. Mainly we did that through our workshops over the years. We had the workshop in Lynburn until December 2010. That workshop was absolutely fantastic at the time. We had, at its height, we had 75 members a day coming in, working and training, and it just gave them such a boost to their own self-esteem. We realised that the building was getting to the end of its lifespan and we had to decide what we wanted to do. And we looked at the age range of our members and decided it was far more appropriate for us to have a leisure facility for our members. And we commissioned this beautiful building by Page Park, which has now won several awards. And that opened in January 2011.
The word I keep hearing is members. Explain the setup here.
All of our members are members of Scottish War Blinded. And to be a member of the Scottish War Blinded, you need to have had done spent some time in the forces and have a significant sight loss. Some of our members are Category 1 members and they will have lost a sight during their service and will be in receipt of the war pension. But we also have Category 2 members, and those are members who spent time in the forces and subsequently lost their sight. And if they're beginning to find they're struggling with daily activities at home, they're then eligible to be one of our members.
Is it a case of picking up the phone and contacting you direct? How do they go about it?
Absolutely. They can phone us here. We've got an Edinburgh number, 0131 333 1369. And Yvonne will answer to the phone to them and take the details, and we'll arrange for one of our workers to pop out and visit them at home. At the moment, we have a pilot project of two outreach workers, one of them based in Aberdeen and one in Edinburgh, and they visit all our members at home, offer them an assessment and then support and advice where necessary. So it would be Dawn in the Edinburgh area who could visit people. We've got Olivia in Aberdeen who visits around that area and has done a lot of great work. But our committee has approved us to provide plans to spread the outreach project throughout the rest of Scotland. So by the end of this year, we expect to have outreach workers throughout Scotland.
These facilities are fantastic. Your staff are great. You've got them all over the place, as you say. You're able to provide that fantastic service. None of that can be cheap, though. How are you funded?
We are completely funded by charitable donation, and we're in a very positive situation just now. We were not actively fundraising because we have enough funds to cover all of the services we provide and for all of the services that we're planning for the future. And our services are provided at no cost to our members.
As well as activities going on in the centre, you also take the members out and about to various things.
We do, and all of our activities are requests from our members. We ask what they want to do and then we'll follow that up. We've had several trips to the theatre. We went to the pantomime last year. We went to see We Will Rock You in Edinburgh, and this year several members went to see the film War Horse and really enjoyed that, a fantastic experience. We have younger, fitter members who are interested in a lot more activities. We've had two trips, power boating on the 4th, which was really enjoyable, and although I say our younger members enjoyed it, our 92-year-old ex-Navy member also had a whale of a time and managed to get his picture in the newspaper as well. Some of our members enjoy horse riding, and last year we set up a small fishing group, and we're hoping to continue that again when the weather improves this year.
And the other thing to stress is that there is no cost to the user for this.
Absolutely. All our services are free to our members. We want our members to be repaid for the service they provided. So there's no cost at the centre. There's no cost for our meals. Occasionally we make charges if we're going on more expensive outings, and we'll ask for a contribution towards those. But for the day-to-day activities within the centre, there's no charge.
My name's Sheila Much. I'm the deputy manager here at Lynburn. I've been here since we opened. So I'd started a couple of months before, so I've been with Scottish War Blind about 15 months now. People have come along and had the opportunity to do things that they never thought they'd be able to do, such as we've had a 92-year-old going out power boating, which was quite an achievement for him. And you know, we have people going out swimming and people that have not been able to do things for a number of years because they've not been able to get out and about. They're now able to do all these things and they come in and take part in activities that they've not been doing for quite a long time as well, such as arts and crafts and... We've got a class doing Tai Chi today, which is, you know, we find out from people what it is they would like to do. We're trying to encourage people of all ages. It's open to all ages, but at the moment we've got predominantly an older age group coming in. but we try and do things that are suitable for younger people as well. We really, really want the younger people to come in, because then we can try lots and lots of different things as well, because we are quite limited by, with older people, you know, the, some of the things, they are quite limited what they can do because of mobility issues or whatever. So we're definitely encouraging younger people to come in, and we're willing to try out lots of things that might be of interest to younger people as well. It's just a case of getting the word out there.